But I've brought a dog with me today, and I'm not going to speak about this dog. I'm going to talk to you today about another dog. Now, I wonder will my dog sit here for a wee minute? Are you going to sit there? Good. Sit. Aye, good. I want to talk to you today about a dog called Greyfriars Bobby. Greyfriars Bobby. Maybe the big people have heard of Greyfriars Bobby. But he was a little dog, smaller than this dog, and he lived in a place called Edinburgh. Does anybody know what country Edinburgh is in? Emma? Scotland. It's in Scotland. It's the capital city of Scotland. Greyfriars Bobby lived in Scotland with his master. His master was called John Grey. But you know, one day Mr. Grey died. And poor wee Greyfriars Bobby was really sad. The wee dog was so sad because he loved his master and he loved to go everywhere with his master. But his master had died. And Mr. Grey was brought to the cemetery, to the graveyard, and he was buried. But you know what the wee dog did? Every day he would come and he would sit at his master's grave. Every day. And you know how long he did that? 14 years. 14 years. And the people were amazed. Every day this little dog would make his way to the grave and he would sit in the grave. And this went on for 14 years. And you know what happened after 14 years? The wee dog died. Greyfriars Bobby died. He was so faithful. Wouldn't it be good if we were as faithful to the Lord as that wee dog was to his master? But here's what I want to talk to you about today. There was a time whenever Greyfriars Bobby was in danger. The wee dog was in danger. Let me explain what happened. You see, some dogs started to bite people. Some of the dogs who were stray and wandering around the city of Edinburgh, they were snapping at people and they were biting at people. And so the city council, they decided all the dogs have to have licenses. They've got to get a license. And if they haven't got a license, we're going to put them to sleep. Oh dear. Poor wee Greyfriars Bobby, his master was dead. There was nobody to pay for the license for him. He was in danger. He was about to die. But then there was a kind man, a very important man in the city, and he saw the wee dog coming back and forward every day to the grave. And he decided that he would buy the license. So he bought the license. He paid the price. And little Greyfriars Bobby was safe. His life was saved. And it was all because somebody paid the price. Oh, that reminds me of the verse that I want to read to you today. It's found in Hebrews chapter 9. Listen to it. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. That's good news, isn't it? That tells me that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. You see, because of our sins, the death penalty hangs over us. Isn't that right? It's just as if we're about to die, just like the wee dog, just like wee Bobby. We have sinned against God and we must be punished. We must be judged. And God says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But Jesus paid the price. And if we come and accept him as our Savior, then we go free. Isn't that good news? I wonder, have you ever accepted him? I know that some of you have, but maybe you're here today and you've never accepted him. You can do it today. Let's pray.